The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Seems I've got to have a chance.
It's Friday. Feeling all right. Keep it going, Al. Rip it up, man.
Buy yourself to me a warm bag
ride.
Even now I said, and I wonder why, that when I think of you, I stop myself to cry. I just can't wait my time. I must get tired. Gotta stop and leave there.
Friday. It is Friday. Despite it all, we're going to get through it. We will prevail. It's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Oh, everything is negative. Everything is crazy. Everything is upside down. But we will prevail. And we like to have some fun, too. I mean, there's different variants. There's so many variants. I don't know what to believe. I believe no one. I don't believe anything in Washington, D.C. I don't believe the CDC. I don't believe the administration. I just don't trust them at all in any regard. Because none of it is done for the good of the people. Not one thing in Washington these days is done for the good of the people. And if something is proposed that is good for you and I, they throw it right out and they change it. They'll just change these laws and what's happening at the border, what's happening with the crime wave across the United States of America, what's taking away everything that you and I believe in. And really just being anti-American, that is coming out of this administration. It's anti-American. They want to change the whole country. And then we go, oh, we beat the virus. Donald Trump comes up with the vaccine. They don't like to hear that when I say that. It's the Donald Trump vaccine. They don't even mention it. You could say Joe Biden's going to thank other politicians, but he won't thank the previous administration for coming up with it. But now, apparently, the vaccine's not good enough. Now we have another variant, the Delta variant. So now we're going to worry about that. Trust me. We will tackle this. We will get there. We will beat this. Trust me, there will be another variant after that. They will not let this go. They won't let it go till maybe if they win in 2022, which they won't. If they win in 2024, which they won't, then you're going to hear something different. I don't know. They're doing everything just for political purposes. And we don't know what to believe. And you and I, we're like, is there anybody in charge? But be careful. I say, if you're on a plane, if you're in a closed quarters nowadays, I guess you got to wear the mask. I don't know. Do I put masks on the kids? I'm not going to send my kids to school because I don't trust anybody. I don't trust nothing. I mean, right or wrong. And then with the variant here, they got this Delta variant, this Delta variant. And there's so many Delta variants. Like we went through them, we'll go through them a couple times this morning. The eating disorder, widen your Delta variant. You know that? Not to be confused with the tuna melta variant. I like that, the tuna melta. The most serious variant is the helter-skelter variant, where you have an overwhelming desire to listen to only the music of the Rolling Stones. Not to be confused, thank you, Joe Sibelia, with the gimme shelter variant. That is very, very, you want to hear the Stones all the time. And if you're sick of CNN, you have the Brian Stelter variant. Wait, that was great, Joey.
Affects your voice.
Yeah. My favorite is the Andrew Cuomo apparently has been infected with the I never felt a variant. And the Jewish community looking out for the Delta Schmelta variant. The Delta. Oh, and if you have an upset stomach, you can have the Delta Salsa variant. So you're all set there. All right. We got keep them coming, Joey. We got to keep them coming.
I have to think of some more. There's got to be a few of them.
The Delta Schmelta variant.
That's my favorite one, I think.
Jackie Mason. Oh my gosh, Almighty! You can't make it up. But you know, the thing is I had the virus, right? And I had it about a year ago, and it was just exactly this time a year ago. And my daughter said to me, "Dad, don't go to Washington. We did a broadcast down in D.C. And don't go to Washington, Dad, because the virus is out there and rampant." I said, I think I'll be all right. And me, Mr. Healthy, you know. So I went down there, and she was right. I just happened to feel a little off when I came back. And I said to my doctor, he goes, take a saliva test. So I took a saliva test. Now, those weren't really accurate at the time, right? The saliva coronavirus Wuhan thing. But I did it anyway. So my doctor goes like, this is the hypochondriac that I am. He goes, we think. I go, what? As soon as he said, we think. Maybe it could be positive. Maybe we're not. I got to meet my friend, the pharmaceutical friend. I need the hydroxychloroquine. I said, I didn't. And I said to my doctor, and he's great. I got the best doctor in the world. I swear to God. Great guy. So knowledgeable, you know. And I have the good fortune of knowing great doctors like Dr. Rock Positano, my dear buddy. He knows all about all medicine. And everybody's, and the doctor's saying, we don't think it works, the HCQ, you know. We're not sure. It could be a placebo. It's a placebo. I said, can I take the placebo? So I took the placebo. My friend put me on a high dose of hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, you know, the azithromycin, and 50 milligrams of a zinc. I woke up. I was fine. Simple as that. I went to bed feeling a little queasy, upset stomach. What was going on? I guess I got this thing. I'm not sure. Took what I told you I just took. I woke up fine. So I'm saying, now that's just me. And unfortunately, I have friends who have had lung problems. I have friends who are older. I have friends out of nowhere. Once that insidious, to use my sister Carol's word, insidious, boy, does that describe it. This virus, how it was developed, we don't know. We're not sure. But whatever happened in the beginning stages of this virus, it is so insidious. It can get you whether you like it or not. So you be sure I took the vaccine. When Donald Trump came up with the vaccine, first in line. And remember, we had to go to call friends. You couldn't get the vaccine. Now they can't give it away. So people aren't getting the vaccine. So I gave the vaccine to my children because I think it's just safer to give the vaccine. Am I wrong? Maybe. I am not going to be absolute in that. I gave the vaccine to the kids because, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. You don't know what's going on. And the way the communists developed this virus or the way they let it get out is scary. It's scary to the point where America, the big, giant, powerful United States of America, you know what? It is just they don't know what they're doing when it comes to communist China. They don't know what they're doing. Last administration, they dealt with a heavy hand against the communists, you know, and now we are, I feel we're kind of under the umbrella of communist China. And I'm not being dramatic when I say that. I really feel that. I think the president is compromised. My own opinion, I may be wrong. Okay, you hear what I'm saying? I'm just telling you what I feel. I think the president is compromised. I think Hunter Biden is compromised. And I think we're in a horrible situation. And I think the people who run the White House, the lifers down there, you may know them as the deep state, but those bureaucrats, that lifers, they don't care. As long as they get their pension and welfare, as long as they get their private gym, you know, in the House of Representatives and in the Senate, and they get their little perks, as long as they get that, oh, you know, if I get this job, and, oh, if I get another government job, you know what? You get lifetime pension if you work for 6 months in that other job. That's what that's all Washington is. It's all bureaucrats running our lives. And if they don't care, if China's in charge, they don't care. Just give me my pension and welfare. They don't care. It's ironic, isn't it? The least patriotic people in the world are in Washington, D.C., and it's you and me who love this country, heart and soul, who will stand for the anthem, salute the flag, and love each other no matter what your color is, no matter what your gender is, no matter what your sex is, no matter what your religion is. We don't care. Isn't it funny that you and I are the ones that don't have time for hate, and the ones that hate are in Washington, D.C.? Boy, I tell you, for our founding fathers just literally spinning in their graves. I mean, because everything that they tried to prevent is happening exactly, and it's going in a downward spiral in Washington. The good news is we're going to save it in 2022, right? We're going to show up. We're going to. I know. Doesn't always work in America. You know, I was thinking too. If I went to another country, and they asked me how's it going in America, and you're outside the country, I always try to stay positive. Remember, I did the BBC interview. Months ago, and I remember I did it before the election, and I was positive about it. I didn't say anything bad about Joe Biden. I just said positive things about Donald. I said, well, America loves this president. I said like that, just to be positive, because you don't want to badmouth where you're from. You just don't want to badmouth where you're from. Now, when you go out, though, if you're in Europe, man, what do you say? Because the problem is we are vulnerable. We are vulnerable, and we're more vulnerable than people realize. Because the military is more concerned with being woke than being tough, you know? And look at where we are. Another variant comes out of this virus. Who do we turn to? Joe Biden's the guy. You and I shake our heads, say, this is not supposed to be the guy. Who is this guy? And you know what? I go back to this. The people who ever orchestrated this last election, because we showed up, and apparently it's not enough to show up, but I'm still going to show up. I'm not going to get discouraged. But couldn't they have gotten somebody like Morgan Freeman? Remember I said that? They could get somebody who could at least play the president. Because it's not Joe Biden. They could have got Tulsi Gabbard. That's who they should have picked. They could have picked Tulsi Gabbard. Am I wrong? Because Tulsi, she handles Kevin herself Klein. Well. She's a military person. She's a major in the military. It's like, there's somebody like that. How could they say, well, get Joe Biden. He'll be great. Not so much. The casting was wrong. The casting was all wrong. Who else could they have picked?
Kevin Klein. Right?
Kevin Klein. Kevin. Oh, Kevin
remember? Klein. Dave? That was a great movie.
Pink Hatzer, I'm sorry, I missed that. That's great. Kevin Klein, great movie, by the way.
Come on,
Kevin
that was a great movie. He steps in for the guy who looks exactly like him and then falls in love with Sigourney Weaver.
I could absolutely live with Kevin Klein as president. Absolutely.
George Burns. He played God. Why can't
Yeah. Well,
he's got to be living. We need somebody living.
You think they had a casting? They had, like, the people who orchestrated the last election, do you think they sit there? They had pictures on a bulletin board?
Yeah. Biden, headshots.
Let's see. Yeah, headshot. Like they do the mafia, like the FBI looks at the mafia. Let's see. How do you put – so listen to this. Let's say this is like the analogy is the mafia. Right. And you're trying to find out who's the capo di capo. Who's the boss? Who's the godfather? You know? And let's see. Let me see. And so they had a picture of Joe Biden on the top. That was it? That's what they could do? And there's got to be somebody who was orchestrating this in the last election going, right. I don't know that that's going to work. I don't know that that's a good idea. Right. Keep him – no, don't worry. He's in his basement. He has no idea what's going on. We're going to do this whole thing. And Kumala Kala, how do you pronounce her name? I don't know. Kumala, I'm not sure. But put her up there. Put her up there because she's got some Asian blood and she's got some black blood. Well, her grandfather owned slaves in Jamaica. Don't worry about it. We're Democrats. They will say nothing about that. Don't worry about that. We'll get that. But Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they locked up more African Americans than any two politicians in anybody's lifetime. No, that's all right. We're Democrats. They won't look at that either. Oh, look where we are. This is nuts. There's nobody in charge. Give me Morgan Freeman. And yes, give me Kevin Klein. Someone who could at least. But they had Tulsi Gabbard. I don't know why they didn't like Tulsi, because I really liked her as a Democrat. She put her up. Say, look, the Tulsi's going to make a better image. And you know what? The country, in my opinion, If you put somebody like Tulsi in charge, in my opinion, and I may be wrong, or call me and tell me I'm wrong, if you're a Democrat and you're going to kind of tweak the election here and there in the different swing states, and I'm being kind money, I use the word tweak, but let it, so be it, so be it. But if you're going to tweak the election and you're going to be able to get your candidate in, why not put somebody in that at least has some cognitive ability? That's all I ask. And if it's nobody that's running on the Democratic ticket, then get Morgan Freeman who could play. I mean, how great would that be? Get Kevin Kline. Indeed.
Well, he did, right? Indeed. He did play the president in, what was that disaster movie? Deep Impact?
He was great. He's just great. And then we had Frank Caliendo. We got to get Frank Caliendo on again.
Can he do a Kevin Kline? See, that's the thing.
Probably. Knowing Frank, he could do anybody.
Wasn't that a great movie? Or Michael Douglas played the American president?
Michael Douglas. You know, I'll take Michael Douglas. Great idea.
There's a litany of people who are pretty.
There would be a calming effect. A calming effect. I mean, imagine Morgan Freeman as president. Imagine Kevin Kline, how nice Kevin Kline's in. And Michael Douglas as well. He would be great. Yeah,
Harrison Ford.
Well, Harrison, great. Harrison Ford would be great. Yeah. I know. You know why? Because he can get really mean if he has to.
That's true.
He could get cranky and mean
if he has to. He took out Gary Oldman.
You need that.
Just saying.
Was Gary Oldman the bad guy?
Gary Oldman was the Russian in Air Force One.
Wait. Did Gary Oldman play Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour?
That's correct.
That was one of the most brilliant performances I've ever seen in my life.
Phenomenal.
I've never seen. I tell you, that is my kind. I'm watching, again, flipping around, trying to get the news, doing 10 million things all at once. Right. And then I see Oldman as Winston Churchill. And what gets me crazy is that they follow Harry and Meikle, these people, those crazy people. He's writing a book, the Harry guy, the ginger guy. Sorry.
Hey, you can't say that. I'm triggered.
He's writing a book. Isn't the ginger guy Harry?
Yes, he
ginger?
Is. He's writing a juicy tell-all.
A series. Yeah, great. You know what? Look at the magnificence of the British people. Look what they went through, how they stood up against Adolf Hitler, led by Winston Churchill during the Second World War. If that's not a lesson, and they should show that movie over and over again when Churchill had to go through how Hitler had Britain at its knees and they still won. And FDR would not go into the war. He wouldn't give help to Winston Churchill. And yet,
he's prevented by Congress. That's why.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's why they started the Lend-Lease Act, where they gave ships, old ships, to the English to help them in the war because he couldn't act directly. Yeah. Roosevelt.
Yeah, that worked well at Dunkirk, right? The old ships. Wow. I mean, really. But we, of course, go in when Pearl Harbor finally, that horror that people forget about, and they probably don't teach in school anymore, Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941, when that happened, then we went in. And, it was the magnificence of America that saved the world. Don't ever forget that. But with a complete respect and love for the British people, it was beautiful. Hey, 721, I don't know how we got there. It's from Delta, Schmelta, Brian Stelta. Now we're going to the Second World War. We're going to Nina Radcliffe next. It's a Friday. We could do what we want. Nina's coming up next. 721 with Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Starting off at the Hudson River crossing is going to run you about 5 to 10 minutes inbound at the George using the upper deck. Inbound Lincoln will cost you the same. You've got no big delays at the inbound Holland. Slow go on the Cross Bronx heading westbound, moving between the Bruckner and the Sheridan. After that, not too bad heading over to the outbound George. You've got some heavy delays at the Throgsneck Bridge moving into Queens. That new traffic pattern on the span slowing things down. Bumper to bumper on the BQE westbound approaching the LIE. Collision out there now blocking two lanes. You're crawling from Queens Boulevard. Still very heavy on the Van Wyck northbound approaching Jamaica Avenue. Accident in the area picked up not too long ago. You've got some minor slowdowns at the Verrazano heading inbound using the upper deck. Lots of sunshine this afternoon, close to 80 degrees for the high. Clear and comfortable tonight, we'll dip into the low 60s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Is hiring becoming your second job? Quit the hassle and get on Indeed. You'll find great candidates fast with Instant Match. Just sponsor a post and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report. Amazon shares are losing ground this morning, though it saw a profit of $30 billion in the spring quarter. Shoppers are returning to stores. As a result, Amazon's online sales were up 13% in the period. In the past year, sales have been increasing 30% or more. Sales at Amazon's Whole Foods increased in the quarter. French carmaker Renault is predicting it will make a profit this year, even though it's dealing with a shortage of semiconductor chips. Renault made a profit in the first half of this year after losing money in the period a year ago. Though Robinhood Markets closed below its launch price yesterday, employees were allowed to sell some shares immediately. Its two founders did sell some shares and each received more than $47 million. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
You spent a long time tucked in. Tucked into your home. Tucked into your auto-playing streaming box. Not anymore. Now you can untuck. Untuck a road trip. Untuck a Saturday tailgate. Then untuck a Sunday tailgate, too. Untuck whatever you damn well please. And if you want to look good while doing it, untuck with the shirt made for this moment. Untuck it. Shirts designed to be worn untucked. Find your perfect fit at untuckit.com or one of 80-plus untuckit stores nationwide. Use code SUNNY for 20% off your first purchase.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It is Friday. Nina Radcliffe's going to join us momentarily, the good doctor standing by. I want to tell you about MyPillow. I want to tell you about Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, how he wants to give back to you. And he loves radio, and he loves radio listeners, and he has radio listeners specials at MyPillow.com. You got to use the promo code JOEP, please. Joe P. You get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress, toppers, bedsheets, so much more. But you got to check out the MyPillow towels. The MyPillow towels, made in America with 100% USA cotton. A six-piece set of bath, hand, and washcloths in a variety of colors, originally priced at $109.99, right? Now, for a limited time, reduced by Mr. Lindell for you to $39.99. Jump on it now. I'm telling you, the promo code is Joe P. You heard it right, $39.99. And don't forget, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Here's the number, 800-651-0798, the number for MyPillow. So you can get these great MyPillow towels, 800-651-0798. If you go to MyPillow.com, go to your special page, the Radio Listener Specials. Check this out. $39.99, regularly over $100, a six-piece set of bath, hand, and washcloths in a variety of colors. You're going to love it. It's 800-651-0798, MyPillow.com, the promo code Joe P.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 726 on AM 970, The Answer. Around the country, around the world on AM 970, TheAnswer.com. Dr. Nina Radcliffe is back by popular demand. Everybody loves Nina, as we do, practicing physician, health advocate, syndicated columnist, television contributor, great mom, all-around supergirl, Dr. Nina Radcliffe. Hi, Nina. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Joe?
Good. We're good. We're confused. We're having fun with it. We're trying to have laughs with it. And we're so grateful we have the vaccine. We take the vaccine. Now, the variants, let me start here, if I may, Dr. Radcliffe. Does this ever stop? Because that's, I think, what's confusing people. We're gonna take a month and we're gonna flatten the curve. Remember that? We're gonna flatten the curve. We still don't know what's going on. What's the best way for you as a doctor to tell us, the mere mortals who are your patients, Nina, what's happening and where do we go from here?
Well, first of all, we're in the fog of war, and we take the information we have at that moment to make the best choices. So the Delta variant is not last year's virus. We are dealing with a different beast, Joe. You know, the coronavirus cases are rising, and they're rising in every single as a result of the hypertransmissible contagious Delta variant. And this is an alarming spike with estimates of more than 95% of new infections involving people who have not been vaccinated. So the unvaccinated are most at risk now for COVID. And that's the fact. You know, we spoke before that in June, over 10,000 people died and 99% were in those who were unvaccinated. And this spike is placing strain on our healthcare systems and community. I'm seeing it at my hospital. My colleagues are seeing it across the country. And so while cases have been declining thanks to the vaccines, we're now dealing with the most transmissible variant yet. That's the Delta variant.
Wow, this is, thank you, Anina. And you know, we have a trust in you, and there's a comfort in your voice, Dr. Ratcliffe, when you call and you tell us that. So we hear you loud and clear. But let me just, if I may, what if you get the Delta variant? You haven't been vaccinated. You get the variant. Is it like, because, and I've been trying to put it in layman's terms, Nina, is like if you hear a Olympic athlete gets the virus, oh, so-and-so's got COVID, and they have to stop, How bad is it for them? Is it as bad as it was originally? Because now we have medicines that can take care of this, am I right?
Well, we have to unpack this a little bit. The COVID virus is deadly, and it can cause serious illness, and it can cause long-term effects.
Still, right?
And so people who've not been vaccinated, the Delta virus can reach high levels in the body, and it can cause a lot of damage. Of course, there are risk factors. Being obese, being older, having high blood pressure, having diabetes, they increase your risk for serious complications and death. And this is the good news. The viruses or the vaccines that have been approved in the United States are still effective against the Delta variant. Even if you do get sick with what we call a breakthrough infection, you are less likely to end up in a hospital or die. However, you still can have enough virus in your body to make it transmissible to others. And that's concerning. I know a lot of people who are like, oh, I'm low risk, but they can pass it on to a loved one, someone who has been vaccinated, grandma, grandpa, somebody who has a compromised immune system. And that's where it's very important. And we have children. Children can still get sick. Yes, for the most part, it's mild. But what about if that was your child? There's been over 300 children who have died across our country because of COVID. And thousands have had this multi-inflammatory systemic disease that we don't know much about. We're trying to learn about it that can have possibly permanent effects. So again, you know, I'm talking to the people who've not been vaccinated. I understand that there are concerns, and your concerns are real. But to uphold our fundamental rights to life and health and prevent the pandemic from spreading rapidly across the whole of society, we need to take urgent measures to resolve the specific risks and impact of COVID-19. Our health depends on each other, and that's why we need to fight this together. I understand that there are questions. I encourage you, take those questions and talk to your doctor, talk to your pharmacist, talk to a respected expert in the field. Do not go to social media. Try to avoid the hype of, you know, there's this, you know, and that. People are oftentimes with good intentions seeing that there may be a risk, and they're amplifying it. In some ways, their amplification of misinformation is spreading faster than COVID-19. So I encourage you, take the questions you have and talk to somebody you trust and have an intelligent conversation with them.
And Dr. Ratcliffe, the kids, you know, I got my the 16-year-old, I got 16, 18, 22. I got them all vaccinated. But my little Charlie's 10, and I don't think Charlie's mom wants Charlie to get vaccinated. Is 10 too young to get vaccinated? How are you dealing with that, doctor?
Well, at this time, it's not approved for those under the age of 12. And that's a personal decision. And that's something that you as a family have to discuss. And I recommend talking to your pediatrician if it does get approved. We need to see what the science and the data shows for vaccinating children under the age of 12. We don't know yet. So we don't want to by tomorrow's, but we want to start the conversation that if this does happen, what are the steps? I would talk to my pediatrician first and foremost. What are their thoughts? What do they think? And it's a personal decision.
And Nina, before we let you go, I know how busy you are. God bless you for joining us. We appreciate it so much. You're seeing at your hospital in person, you're seeing this Delta variant showing up, people hospitalized because they have the Delta variant. How do they deal with that once people have that? Do they, are they giving out certain medicines for these folks to deal with this Delta variant? Because remember in the day when you and I, we've been talking for about this for well over a year, Dr. Ratcliffe,
right.
It was always the ventilators and them. Now, how are they dealing with the Delta variant? Number one, if I may, do you see a lot of it at your hospital personally? Number two, how do you deal with the Delta variant when someone with that variant comes into the hospital?
Well, we don't specifically test if they have an infection. Is it the Delta variant? We are assuming that many of these cases are the Delta variant because it is okay. The predominant strain. But okay. This is what I've heard is that many people say, well, if I get it, there's medications. I'm not worried. The Delta variant is resistant to monoclonal antibody infusions, which was a treatment that was proven successful against prior strains. Yes, we do have the medications at our disposal, but they are not effective in everybody. And it depends upon age and certain conditions, how sick you are when you had it. It's not as effective as getting vaccinated. So again, I encourage those who have not been vaccinated, please consider it. Your choices for treatment have been limited. It's symptomatic care for the most part. We make sure you're hydrated. We treat your symptoms. And we try these medications that are not 100% effective. We don't want to play Russian roulette.
Yeah, Nina, by the way, and we're not giving medical advice, though. This is a great conversation. Before we let you go, doctor, so the monoclonal therapies, they are not working that you're seeing. And we're not saying this as fact. We just want to say what Dr. Ratcliffe is seeing in her hospital. That's not those therapies are not working toward this variant?
Well, what I'm saying is I'm not saying I'm in my practice. I'm saying in general there is data showing that the Delta variant is resistant to monoclonal antibody infusion.
Wow. Okay, got it. Wow. Yeah, Nina, thank you so much. I don't know how you do all that you do, and we are so impressed by that, you know. Hey, God bless. And listen, hopefully we'll get to see you sooner than later. But, Dr. Ratcliffe, we appreciate you, your expertise, you know, because everybody's scared, Nina. You know, we don't know. We don't know. We don't
We have to discuss that. We can't dismiss their concerns. That's right. And that's where I think a lot of the problems are. We have to address it. I appreciate you, Joe, for taking the lead on this and talking about this almost daily, encouraging people to get vaccinated, to make choices. We respect freedom. God bless. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Nina. Thanks so much. Dr. Nina Ratcliffe right there. And she's great. And she knows her stuff. And she's living it. She's living it. So you have to take that for what it's worth. We're not giving medical advice over the air. We're just telling you incidents that happen and how we think you could deal with it. Jeremy Adams is a high school and college political science teacher from Bakersfield in California. And he has a problem with mask mandates in school. So he wrote a book called Hollowed Out, A Warning About America's Next Generation. He'll be coming up. By the way, Lee Zeldin, Congressman Zeldin with us. Dov Hyken's going to jump on the air from Israel. We're going to talk about Ben and Jerry's. Oh, no chunky monkey for me. Thank you. Lou Dobbs will join us. Mike Gallagher and Mark Morgan, and you always at 877-970-2999. On the radio, Big Al standing by with the headline news just for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
70 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City's transit interim president set to leave her post today more than a year ago. Sarah Feinberg agreed to take on the position temporarily, but seems willing to stay if the state senate confirms her as MTA chair. Meantime, MTA chairman Patrick Foy left the agency yesterday, handing over the position to Jono Lieber for now. Lieber says he's counting on the senate to approve Feinberg's nomination, which means he would then serve as the agency's chief executive officer. New Jersey Transit and Amtrak are aiming to replace Hudson County's existing Portal Bridge, which is 110 years old. The agencies have proposed to build a new two-track structure just north of the existing bridge, calling it a critical element to infrastructure. Officials say the current bridge's swing span poses reliability concerns, and building a new fixture will eliminate worry and improve safety, according to a report. More than 450 Amtrak and New Jersey Transit trains cross the Portal Bridge on a typical weekday. Hudson County is accepting public comment until August 12th. In sports, Yankees got crushed by the Rays 14-0, and then they traded for first baseman Anthony Rizzo from the Chicago Cubs in exchange for a bunch of minor leaguers. Austin Riley homered for his third straight game as the Braves beat the Mets 6-3. The Amazons still lead the National League East by 3.5 games over the Phillies. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Well, the one to avoid the BQE westbound approaching the LIE, a collision taking out the left end center lanes. It involves a motorcycle. Traffic is pretty much stopped at Queens Boulevard. You've got some heavy slowdowns on the Whitestone Expressway northbound approaching Linden Place. Crash there has you slow from City Field. Just a little bit heavy on the belt westbound moving past JFK. Beyond that, no complaints heading over to Flatbush Avenue. Looking pretty good at the inbound Verrazano, both up and down. Heading inbound at the George, still going to run you about 5 to 10 for the upper deck. Lower level in great shape. Inbound Lincoln will cost you 5 minutes or less. No big delays at the inbound Holland. Alternate side in effect today. Lots of sunshine this afternoon. We'll warm up to about 80 degrees. Clear and comfortable tonight. We dip into the low 60s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager along with Mike Gallagher. We both are excited to return to the Holy Land this fall. Join us for a life-changing experience.
Israel is opening up to travelers as the country gets back to normal. Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. We're confident by October our trip will be safe and our team is on hand to answer all your questions about deposits, health and safety, and more. Call 855-565-5519. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com.
I need tech that can make me as productive in my home office as I am at my office.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
How about tech that will help me focus on my work and my workouts?
Also possible. Staples Connect has all the tech you need to work and learn from home. And now Apple AirPods Pro are only $179. That's $70 off. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or at staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N731 Limit 2 in-store only.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer, Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, Sunday's the day that Frank Siller starts his trek to never forget, the never forget walk. It's from the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, and Frank is taking that walk from the Pentagon, starts at the Pentagon. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is this wild or what? Goes to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, on to where? Ground zero, more than 525 miles, through six states in 42 days. That's the month of August, starting Sunday. Through 9/11, the towers of light are to shine at the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials in remembrance. You know, you and I know each other for a while now on the radio, and I feel like your family, and I could talk to you like family. And when you say, Joe, I feel like you're talking to me, I hear that often. But I am talking just to you. And I am so in awe of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. I'm so grateful to be affiliated with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. I met them years ago. You know the story. I looked for a foundation that actually gave the money that you give to that foundation that goes to help the foundation. And this is what they do better than anybody at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. They are gifting 200 mortgage-free homes. Listen to this. 200 mortgage-free homes to the catastrophically injured veterans that I always tell you about and first responders. Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children. They never forget. God bless the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. I'm telling you, God bless Frank Siller for what he's doing. It makes me so proud to be an American to tell you about that. By the way, the names of those who we lost to 9/11 related illness are being read aloud at a ceremony on September 12th. Don't forget about that. And on Veterans Day, another first, the names of all we lost in the war on terror. Oh, yeah. We don't forget. Those names will be said aloud. Be good, do good, and help America to never forget, please. Donate $11 a month. That's all we're asking. $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And we thank you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
7:42 with Joe on the radio. Jeremy Adams. High school and college political science teacher from Bakersfield, California, author of Hollowed Out, A Warning About America's Next Generation. Uh-oh. Hey, Jeremy, welcome to the show, man. Great to have you with us.
Greetings from California, my friend. How are you today?
Good, good. How's everything going in California? I mean, I know we got our problems in Jersey and in New York, but boy, California, you know, it's just, I mean, to be a teacher out there is not easy, correct?
It's a very real experience, but you know, I'm from big, you know, there are two Californias, Joe, right? There's the California on the coast, where, you know, you touch the ocean and somehow you scream out Bernie Sanders. And then you have, you know, where I live in the Central Valley, which is a little more conservative.
You know what? Just if we could stay on that a second, you're so right. You're so right. There are there's a swath of great conservatives and even Republicans, and let me put it better, patriots. So, you know, peaceful patriots that are from California. And I guess Arnold Schwarzenegger certainly, but Ronald Reagan led the way in that regard. Yes, Jeremy?
Absolutely. You know, it's weird when I teach political science, the kids think that, you know, we've always been this hard left state when, you know, when I was growing up, you know, George Duke Majan, Pete Wilson, Ronald Reagan, these were all Republican governors, you know, and it's been a sudden change.
Wow. So give us your take on this mask mandates in school. How does that impact your ability to teach your students?
Well, I mean, first of all, let me just kind of be humble and say, you know, I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm not a virologist. I'm not a scientist. So, you know, I don't work at the CDC, even though the CDC is making me less confident all the time.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, you know, these kids have been out of school, Joe, for 16 months. And let me tell you what their lives have been like. Okay, they've been isolated. They've been in their room. They've been staring at screens for 9 or 10 hours a day. They haven't been interacting. They haven't been doing their activities. You know, think of all the things that you and I did when we were kids that were fun, right? We went to the movies, went to football games. We were dating. We were talking on the phone. We were flirting, gossiping, right? All these things that, you know, make childhood and wonderful, they have not been doing. They haven't been going to school. They haven't been doing these things. And, you know, we teachers, and let me defend my profession a little bit because I'm a proud teacher, you know, we've done the hard work the last 18 months. You know, we were asked to embrace distance learning. We did it. We were asked to wear masks for a few months because the vaccines weren't given out yet. We did it. And we were so excited to go back to a regular school because we understood these kids, it's going to be a reentry problem, Joe. It's not going to be easy for these kids who spent a year in their pajamas staring at a screen, watching Netflix as we lecture to get them back into the classroom. And now it's very frustrating because now, you know, I can't tell you how hard it is to lecture or talk for 6 hours a day. You know, these people are like, it's not hard. It's not hard. You know what? Try talking in a mask for 6 hours a day. It's demoralizing.
Yeah. Yeah. You're absolutely right. I don't know how, by the way, and I always look at a class, like how long is a class, Jeremy? Like 40, 50 minutes now? Is it, you have to do about pretty much?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. 55 about, minutes. Yep.
That's to me, as an entertainer, that's a show. So how many shows do you do? You do about 8 shows a day. I mean, am I right? It's like, you're like,
well, that's exactly right, Joe. Yeah. We teachers are, you know, you got to be an entertainer with these kids.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is that, I mean, I don't know how gross you want me to get on live radio, but you know what? If you're talking, it's like the spit collects. It becomes humid. You got to redo your mask. I'm not saying that there's not some science there because maybe there is, and I just don't know it, and I'm not smart enough. But I'm just here to say it's profoundly hard for me to do my job because being a good teacher means making a connection to the kids, Joe. It means having that kind of personal spark. And I can't, you can't laugh. You can't smile. You can't frown. You need all those, you know, arrows in your, teaching quiver to do a good job.
Well said. Well said. And Zoom, I always felt for as much as the kids don't want to be on Zoom, it's even worse for the teacher. There's a computer, there's no feedback, and you're just talking, and then you can't get to that student that has a question, and there's that ridiculous delay, the delay that these tech companies can't seem to fix. I mean, that must have been impossible for you as well, right, Jeremy?
Brother, you're talking about the gospel right now. That's what you're spewing is the gospel. Zoom is absolutely not fun. It absolutely robs the classroom of its humanity. And the problem is, because I teach, you know, I teach seniors and college kids, and they can turn off their cameras, right? So I'm teaching, and instead, you know, I have 40 kids, and maybe two or three of them have their cameras on. The other 37 God knows what's going on the other side, you know? And then you ask them, I swear, I ask them, so, you know, what are you guys doing on the other side? And, like, you know, I've had kids who are like, I'm sitting here lecturing, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, what's going on? Well, somebody has their microphone on and they're sleeping, you know, and then sometimes the kids actually turn on their camera and you see that they're out at the convenience store or McDonald's. I mean, it's just really hard to teach on Zoom.
I'm sorry. That is so funny. I'm sorry, but it's not even, you're up there. Okay. I mean, I'm living it. I have school-age children. I can't believe it. And to your point, on a serious note, they're afraid to go back. I got one daughter, so beautiful, the beautiful kid, and she's afraid to go back, man, because they don't know. And the Washington, to your point, Jeremy Adams, by the way, the book is Hollowed Out, A Warning About America's Next Generation, but he's a teacher. We're talking about masking up and remote learning in school. And my daughter, I think she's kind of afraid to go back because you don't know. They don't know in Washington. I don't know how we deal with it, but you know, we got a limited time. We got a break, but I want to hear about the book, Jeremy, because this sounds great. Jeremy Adams, we want you to Google the book, Hollowed Out, A Warning About America's Next Generation. Are we in trouble, my friend?
Absolutely. We're in big trouble, and I'll tell you right now, you know, most of the really big and ambitious books in our country that say, hey, there's a serious crisis coming our direction, who writes those books? Politicians, pundits, famous people. You know what? I'm not famous. I'm not a pundit. I don't have a million Twitter followers. I'm just a high school teacher. But I'll tell you right now, if you want somebody who has the front row seat to American decline, it is the teacher in the trenches. It's those of us spending every day with our young people who see their values, how they spend their time, the fact that they're not reading, not going out, not dating, not going to football games. They are the least patriotic generation in American history by far. Wow. Socialism has a higher favorability rating among 18 to 29-year-olds than capitalism. 1 in 5 millennials see the flag as a symbol of hate. Mental health, and you talk about your daughter, anxiety, self-harm, suicide, all of these things are skyrocketing. Our children are literally being hollowed out before our eyes.
Yeah. Jeremy Adams, by the way, the book, this is a must read, Hollowed Out, A Warning About America's Next Generation. Jeremy, you got to come back and we'll talk about the solution on how we fix it. First, and I have to tell you, you know, Joe Sibeli, our producer, said, you got to talk to Jeremy Adams, man. And this has been a great conversation. And I have to thank you for being the warrior that you are, because I was one of those students that you just wanted to kick the heck out of class. Yet you hang in. And
I doubt that.
You know what I'm saying? But you fight the fight, my brother, and God bless you for all the great work you're doing. Please come back and let's talk about a solution to all this if we can, Jeremy. Yes?
I would love to come back and talk about the book here pretty soon. Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you. Jeremy Adams right there. Hollowed Out, A Warning About America's Next Generation. And thanks, Joe Sibeli. That's a great chat right there. And a vital one as well. I worry about my kids every single day going back to school. 7:51, Joe on the radio. Brandi Scott's in for Debbie Duhaime this morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Not moving much on the BQE westbound, approaching the LIE, collision involving a motorcycle. It's taking out the left and center lanes. Traffic is stopped at Broadway. Eastbound side, also a heavy ride with rubbernecking. We've got a collision on the Van Wyck northbound, a little bit slow heading over to the Nassau Expressway. Accident on the Whitestone Expressway picked up over by Linden Place. A lot of extra volume on the inbound Gowanus moving between the Belt Merge and the BQE. Some minor slowdowns getting across the East River at the Brooklyn Bridge heading into Manhattan. Delays on the Cross Bronx westbound from White Plains Road through to the Sheridan. After that, you're hitting the brakes again, heading over to the outbound George from Webster Avenue through to underneath the apartments. Inbound will cost you about 5 to 10 for the upper level. No big delays inbound at the Lincoln and Holland tunnels. Alternate side in effect today. Nice and sunny this afternoon. We go up to 80 degrees. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains why our border is still wide open.
Shocking study out of Yale and MIT. It could be as high as 35 million illegals. Who, if you amnesty and you think they're going to vote for you, that functionally creates a one-party state. And that's why the border to the south is open.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. That I know about. I know it works for me. I think it will work for you. How do we find out? You get that 3-week quick start. I keep telling you about it. It's only $19.95. So you're hanging around. So you're in pain, your back pain, your neck pain. Take your pick. Check it all of the above, Joe. Thank you. And you're feeling, oh, that hurts. Oh, this hurts. I can't. You go ahead. I'll catch up. No, you don't want to be like that. You want to get out there and embrace life and live life. And you can. Just get out. Even if it's a walk around the block for crying out loud, you know? And the way to find out is get the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. Give yourself a couple days for it to get to your house. It's going to be exciting. Beautifully packaged, by the way. Easy to take. 3-week quick start. Give yourself 3 weeks. It 5 days of work for me. Boom. And I love the how the pain just dissipates with what the formula that is. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free, by the way. It just dissipates. Knee pain, shoulder pain. And I was talking about it with my sister and with my mom yesterday about how well Relief Factor really works. And, you know, let's see if it works for you. I'm not making a clinical claim here. I'm not telling you, anything. I don't want to give medical advice. We have to be very careful over the airwaves. But I will tell you, there is a way to see if it works for you. And it costs less than $20. It's $19.95, the 3-week quick start. You go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Did I say ReliefFactor.com? I sure did. And here's the number, 800-500-8384.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Let me go to Judy real quick. Judy, we got 2 seconds, but you know I love you. You know I love you, Judy. What are you thinking this morning, my friend?
Hey, I'm sitting here waiting for the weather, for this. All of a sudden, you're taking me. Thank you so much. Yeah, good morning. Sure. You know something? You know something? Right after COVID started, a few months in, I read an article, and it was pretty scary because at the end of it, it said there are around 40 mutations coming out of this COVID thing, and this was a study in Sweden. This goes back like over a year ago or so.
Yeah, yeah.
So that scared me a lot, but, you know, we hang in there. We hope that for the best, whatever. Now this Delta thing's coming out. So I don't know if it's one of these 40 mutations, but here's my thing that I want to talk about, which is not the first thing I've said, but I'll say it again. Why isn't Dr. Fauci the absolute COVID authority and his CDC? Why are they not addressing the thousands of migrant COVID spreaders? Okay. Apparently they're not taking it too seriously. So you have to like wonder, on the one hand, they're making us absolutely crazy over here. On the other hand, Dr. Fauci, if he would say something, because he's the authority, everyone listens to him, right?
So he would say,
and he would make a big fuss over this, maybe something would, maybe they would like kind of like take it seriously and stop all this. Right?
Judy, you're right, and you speak for all of us. I don't think they know. I just don't think they know. Let's bring in Joe Lumberg if we can, guys. Joe, did you got, now again, you don't have to reveal it on the air, but, I got vaccinated. You know me, I'm a hypochondriac. Give me the vaccination, give me the gloves, give me the mask, give me the eye goggles. I wear everything, you know? I'm one of those guys. Did you get vaccinated just in case, Joey, or did you avoid that?
I did. You know, I thought about it. I, you know, was leery about it. Then I thought about it, like saying, there's two basic reasons. I wanted to visit friends and not have them wonder or be
there
curious about it, you know, and feel comfortable in my presence.
Yeah.
And then I figured I'm an athlete, so, you know, respiratory issues could, you know, negatively affect me. And I wanted to reduce that risk. So that was the reason why I decided to get it.
You know what? You're right. And you take your body to the max, man. And, so you took the vaccines and you feel good. It has not affected you in a negative way.
No, I didn't even have a headache. I had no problems. I mean, I didn't miss any work. Yeah. I was fine.
I'll tell you this, Joe, too, and I know we got to move on. But when I had the virus a year ago and then it went away overnight, and then I hopped on the bike thinking, oh, I feel good. I could still feel the virus in my body. I could feel the lung capacity diminished on the road, on the bike, because of that dang virus, man. That is powerful.
I think, to be honest with you, I think I had it a year and a half ago, at Christmas and New Year's, before it became known as COVID.
Wow.
I think it was already present in the U.S. because I remember having the lingering effects of what I thought was just a bad cold.
Yeah,
you know, deep into the spring season where I felt like I couldn't get a good breath of air.
Until
happened.
Well, so thank God we're doing good and we're here to talk about it. And weather-wise, what a crazy day yesterday. And you called it. What a wild day. And everybody,
thunderstorms in the evening.
Yeah, and then today we're going to be all right, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, breeze is going to kick in. The humidity is going to go down. Low 80s today, but sunshine for the most part. Nice day with sunshine tomorrow, probably upper 70s. Looks like Sunday's clouds and sun and maybe a late day thunderstorm with temperatures in the upper 70s to near 80. Not a bad weekend overall.
You're a good man, Joe Lundberg, and we send our love to you and respect. Thank you, sir. Joe
Thanks.
Lundberg right there. Yes, sir. Duff Hyken's going to join us. Congressman Lee Zeldin right at the top of the hour. You do not want to miss what Congressman Zeldin has to say about Nancy Pelosi. Mike Gallagher, Lou Dobbs, Mark Morgan, Joe Piscopo on the radio, and we are coming right back at you.